Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you guys, we have a Patreon and it's the best thing on earth.
It's the best thing on earth.
I'll tell you why. Because if you don't sign up for it, you're missing out on in life itself. We have funnier content.
We have way funnier content than the episode itself
yeah,
on Patreon.
Yeah, because today was a baller.
It was baller, baby. Yeah. Here's what you're going to get.
Out of pocket.
When you sign up for our Patreon, you're going to get the episode that we post normally on Monday. You're going to get it on the Friday before.
No ads.
Ad-free, baby.
No ads.
Uncensored, ad-free, party with the bad friends. And then also, bonus exclusive content. Yeah. Behind-the-scenes stuff. We're going to have bad friends court. We're going to take bad advice calls from fans. We have so much stuff planned for you guys on the Patreon. So you sign up at patreon.com/badfriends.
That's right.
Patreon.com/badfriends. Sign up with us today. In the fall, we're going on tour.
Rochester, New York, baby.
Yeah, then Northfield, which is basically Cleveland, Ohio. It's just south of Cleveland, Ohio.
Homestead, Pennsylvania, which is Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. We're doing two shows. The first one sold out. The late show is there. Then we go to Boston, Massachusetts. Washington, D.C., the
Denver,
home of our
Colorado.
Presidents. Then we go to Denver, Colorado, Milwaukee,
Chicago.
My hometown of Chicago, Illinois, Minneapolis, and finally in Madison. We're adding dates as we go. Go to badfriendspod.com for those tickets. Badfriendspod.com.
Come check us out, baby.
Check us out, baby.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
Dude, I'm an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
funny.
But anyway,
who called you every day that you had COVID? Who called you every day that you had COVID?
You did.
I did.
You texted me a couple times.
Right.
But and then who else? Pete Nothing from Pete. You were on the road. You're headlining. But you called me the most. I think you texted me the most.
I did. I was worried about you when you said when I first called you. I said, "How are you feeling?" You're like, okay.
"Yeah." But Robin would call Batman if Batman was sick.
That well, no, it's the other way around, buddy.
I think I'm Robin, and I did call you.
No, I'm Batman for sure.
You're 100% not Batman.
Yeah, 100% Batman.
You're definitely not Batman.
Bro, have you seen my house? It's a cave.
There's nothing beautiful and ominous about you at all. There's nothing like sexy.
Batman's not sexy.
Yes, absolutely is.
Well, who gets more pussy, Robin or Batman?
Batman, are you?
Yeah, Robin's gay, I think.
Robin's gay.
Oh, he is?
He gets no pussy.
Oh, it's the color of the costume. He's got to change that up.
No, I just...
Like a salmon or something.
I think it's Chris O'Donnell.
You're right. But no, I thought I was always Batman between us, but okay.
You're a little bit closer to Ant-Man. Cockroach Boy.
They're different universes.
Cupcake Guy.
No, Ant-Man Marvel.
Cupcake Guy.
Yeah.
I'm Cupcake Guy?
You're closer to Cupcake Guy.
Yeah?
You're whatever superhero orders too many things to eat. What superhero is that?
I'll be Wombat.
Full menu guy. Oh, yeah, you are Wombat. Wombatman.
Okay, all right, I'll give you a Batman. I'll give you Batman.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Carlos is what? Alfred?
Yeah, for sure.
Slave.
I don't know. I kind of like...
Do anything.
I love Alfred. I think Pete is closer to Alfred.
Pete's closer to Alfred.
Yeah.
Right.
Carlos is a little bit closer to like the Penguin.
Right. Carlos is definitely Penguin.
Yeah.
You are Poison Ivy?
That's Poison Ivy.
Or Catwoman?
No, that's Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. Yeah. You have more of a hippie vibe.
You know what Pete is actually? Pete is... What was Schwarzenegger's? Remember Ice... what was it?
Iceman.
Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Bobby's
welcome back.
Healthy.
Hello.
You're back off the road, headlining Jetski Johnson. We're back in the studio, man. Look at this. We're all back together.
I love it.
A family, a team.
How was the shows?
Amazing.
Sold out?
Sold out. The people were great, and Vegas was
baby.
Wild.
Wait. You played Wise Guys?
Played Wise Guys.
One night?
It was my first weekend. I did Thursday in Salt Lake City, Friday, Saturday, Vegas.
Okay, so Thursday you did one show?
Mm-hmm. All one
at
show.
At Wise Guys?
Yeah.
Okay, you sold that out?
Very close each night.
It's either a sellout or not.
Just say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. Friday.
Yeah.
Sold out. Everything sold out.
Sold out.
Great.
Cool. They even sold out the sold out sign. Sold out. Somebody bought it.
Oh, somebody bought that part?
Yeah, that's what happens. God.
Seinfeld was in town too, but.
Yeah.
Can you believe Jesse's across the street?
It was crazy. And Vegas was wild.
It's different without us though, no?
Oh yeah, it's a lot lonelier, but I worked a lot harder.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
The first night I was pretty nervous, and I like just remembering all my jokes, but I was more nervous like flying alone.
Yeah.
Because
like, we were there for the comfort.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. When she used to fly, we'd fly with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Congratulations.
Speaking of flying, man.
Uh-oh.
The government just admitted that we have UFOs, legit. Like legit, legit. It's over.
Yeah, not
wrap it up, dude.
Shit, right? Who,
yeah,
what government?
Look it up. It's what our your government.
The only one that matters.
What administration? Biden or Trump? Because I only trust Trump.
Rand Paul's. Remember Rand Paul? It's kind of his thing.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, we love that guy.
Yeah.
No, dude. The government. They got
Tea Party.
No, they literally admitted. Dude, what? Look it up. Right? Didn't they admit to saying that we have contact with aliens? Is that what it was? And they showed
they have physical contact.
Dude,
like, hello, I'm John.
Well, they didn't say
I'm
hello.
Ibaragopa.
Is that Ibaragopa?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, I'm John. What's your name? Idiacopa.
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 Yeah, Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
yeah.
Alien.
I direct up there too. I mean, space father.
They said that we have contact. Whistleblower tells Congress the U.S. is concealing multi-decade program that captures UFOs.
Wait, whistleblower tells, like, who's this whistleblower?
Someone that worked.
Yeah, but who knows who that is?
What do you mean?
Who's the whistleblower? What if it was me?
No, I saw him. He's a white guy.
It's a white guy.
Yeah.
We got to trust him.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's a white guy you trust?
Yeah.
He's like tall too.
What, have you learned nothing about this country?
Oh, white people do tell the truth. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They never lie.
No,
they
but
never.
They basically said that we got contact with these people. That we've been going up, that we've been talking to them for a long time. Multi-decade.
Doc was right.
Doc was right the whole time.
I gotta apologize.
Yeah, man, I told y'all, man, that was crazy, man. Y'all thought I was on wine. I was telling y'all the truth.
It's insane how true it did come to be.
And we captured them. What does that mean?
That we've got them somewhere. I gotta believe that we have one somewhere. Four shocking moments from Congress UFO hearing. Non-human pilots to possible contact with aliens. Come on, dude.
What do you mean?
You don't buy it?
I don't buy it.
Dude, this is every valid news source is talking about this.
If I see an alien, Idiacopa, right?
Yeah.
What was his name? Idiacopola.
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 If I see a photo of Idiacopola, right?
Yeah.
Going, hello, and a photo.
You can't take pictures of them.
Why?
You can't
they're translucent?
Them. Yes. You can't capture them.
Or they're
on
like
film.
Your dick.
Trent see-through.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is real, dude. Look, they made contact with extraterrestrial life. Grush personally interviewed people with direct knowledge of non-human origin craft. So he personally spoke with people that have been on non-human origin crafts.
Captured me.
Yeah.
I'm an alien. I'm Idiacopola.
That's kind of what this show is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. What would you, what's the first question you would ask? Hello.
Well, hi. Hi.
Idiacopola.
Hi, Idiacopola. Where are you
what
from?
What is your name?
My name is Pete.
Pete.
Sorry, my name is George Kimmel.
Yeah.
If you're trying to kill anybody that I, please go after the Kimmel family. What's the first question I would ask you? Where are you from?
Cleveland.
You're from Cleveland, Ohio.
You caught me, no.
Where are you from?
I'm from Abriapapap.
Abriapapap.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get here?
It took me 3,000 light years, 2 seconds, 0.5.
And we must have a different numbering system, I feel like.
We do.
Yeah.
It's in metrics.
Oh, that's the, well, British.
We do it in metrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do seem British.
Bye.
Bye.
Gone. I would ask like this. You be somebody. Hello, my name is Professor. This is my scientist. So you say your name?
Hi, I'm Dr. Clavorian. And we're researching
Dr. Kevorkian.
Kevorkian.
Oh, then let's get this thing over with.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Well, excuse me. What's your name?
Baskok.
Baskok?
Baskok.
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 We caught a mafia alien guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what he is. Yeah. Baskok, are you going to have us whacked?
Well, maybe you can.
They just kept some sort of Italian guy.
You keep that attitude up.
So, all right, that's cool.
I mean, truly, the best example of this was with Men in Black when they took the bodies of humans. You know they're doing this. You know that they took the bodies.
Oh, shapeshifter.
Remember the woman on the plane like 2 weeks ago? That's like that motherfucker's not real.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
All right. Did she see what she wasn't supposed to see? It was a guy in a hoodie. I saw a testimonial from a guy that was on the flight who said, he saw her talking to a guy with his hoodie up who didn't speak, who acted as if he didn't speak to her once, but they communicated telepathically.
Like The Shining.
For like 5 minutes straight.
Whoa.
So she thought, I don't exactly know what's going on. She thought she saw somebody in the back?
She spoke to a person who had a hoodie on.
Yeah.
Was bent down. And she said, it wasn't real. He wasn't real.
She said, that motherfucker's not real. Real.
This distressed woman had a meltdown on a plane saying there was a passenger that was there that wasn't there. She wants off the plane.
Wait, so there's a guy, but was he really there? There's some skater kid in a hoodie going.
Apparently, there was a guy that was there.
And he's like, whoa, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't spoken to this guy. This guy hasn't come forward. You know why?
Why?
Because that motherfucker's not real.
Oh, fucking blowing my mind.
Told you, dude.
Fucking blowing my mind.
Why don't they have an interview with him? Because he's not real.
Whoa, dude.
Can I say something? You know when people get yellow? Ugh, sorry.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
Wait, stop.
I am so sorry.
No. Honestly. Just stop.
Sorry.
You were thinking one thing.
Yeah.
You weren't looking at me.
I know.
Then you looked right at me and then you said yellow.
Yeah, I did.
That was weird.
I was going to say when people get sick, they turn green and yellow.
When people get sick, red.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah. When people get sick, they turn yellow and green, right? Don't they say like you're turning green or turning
yellow? Oh, yeah.
You look the same.
So you wouldn't know if I was being nauseous or anything.
Right. How would I know you're nauseous?
That's such a good point.
You could throw up just regular.
Exactly. No warning.
Did you throw up the last couple of days?
No.
No bathroom trouble.
No. I stopped picking the boogers in my left nostril, though.
That's kind of nice.
You know why?
Why?
It would. If I picked even a little booger, it would gush out blood.
Oh.
Were you dry? Was your nose dry? Were you just
always dry?
Drink some water and put some Afrin up there.
I don't know. But anyway.
You were just bleeding out of your nose all day?
My left nostril, yeah.
Let me see. Lift up. It looks good.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's stuffy.
How was this COVID versus the other one?
Do I rank them?
Yeah, you rank them. If we're going to keep getting them, we should keep ranking them.
Mm. I think it was the second worst.
Really?
The first time I got it was the worst. This was second worst.
Give it to me out of 10. How many out of 10?
I've only had COVID 3 times.
4. You've had it 4 times.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is your 4th time.
There's my 4th time.
Yeah. There's the memory fog. Shit.
Shit, holy shit. Yeah, you're right. So, out of the 4 times?
Yeah, out of the 4 times. What does this rank?
Second worst, I said.
Second worst number out of 10. Pain out of 10.
Physical. Oh, I mean, dude, the fucking Monday night was Monday and Tuesday, I don't even remember.
Night sweats?
Night fever.
Oh, you had bad fever.
Fever dreams, night fever.
Oh, give us a fever dream.
I didn't really recall what they are.
Yeah, you don't remember them.
It's just the feeling of horror, every dream.
I had a nightmare the other night. I kept chasing somebody who I didn't really know who it was from room to room to room. Like they were like, come on, come on, come on. And I was trying to get into another room and then I'd get another room and it'd be a totally different place. And they were like, come on. And I'd follow them into 50 rooms and I could never get to them or get to where I needed to go.
Did you consider that a nightmare?
It was kind of anxiety inducing. I mean, it's got to be a metaphor. Jesse, go ahead. What is it?
You wouldn't like it though.
What?
All that running. Oh. What?
Yes.
We scooter together.
Yeah, you guys do.
Anyway.
What are you implying though?
That you hate running.
I think there's more on that implication.
No, you dislike exercise.
Take it to the next level.
I can't wait to see you in a Rascal one day.
Yeah. I'm fat.
No, when you were talking about being fat man, I was going to make a joke calling you fat man, but I didn't.
Am I fat?
No.
Okay.
Actually, you look pretty good.
Yeah, you look good now.
Thank you.
I don't think you're fat.
Appreciate it.
The sickness did it.
Oh, you think so?
I think it got you back in shape.
Yeah, but I need...
Let's get you COVID every quarter.
I think about it.
Imagine, that's a new trainer's model. He's like, listen, lick a pole, get sick once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't have to eat less. You just, you know, you'll get sick and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Lose a couple pounds.
Yeah, I just watched reruns and stuff. It was fine. I saw a bunch of X-Files again. I saw Cold Cases and that's it.
Did we watch Barbie?
No, not yet.
No.
None of us.
I want to see it though.
I don't.
I don't think I will. I want to.
I don't think I'm going to. I think I was going to go and then I saw how many tickets they sold.
They're good?
Do you know how much money Barbie's made? Pull up Box Office Mojo. This is going to blow your fucking mind. It's crushing Oppenheimer.
It is.
Which speaks volumes.
Yeah.
That tells you, if you really want to know where society is at right now, go ahead and look at the differences of Barbie and Oppenheimer. Barbie's made $700 million worldwide.
Oh,
$774 million worldwide.
Oh my God.
They're going to clear $1 billion.
Wow.
Without a doubt. Do Oppenheimer. What have they made so far worldwide? $400 million. It's crushing it. By $300 million.
Yeah, well, we already know what happens in Oppenheimer.
No, we don't.
We don't know what happens in Barbie.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
I just don't, I mean, the colors, I think.
Ken gets a dick at some point in Barbie.
Oh, no spoilers, please.
Sorry, okay.
He doesn't have, what happened to it?
Ken doesn't have a dick. Have you ever seen a Ken doll? They have no dick.
Yeah, it's just like a triangle.
It's just a slope. It's the same as Barbie.
What do you mean?
It's gender neutral.
Oh, if you pull down its little panties.
Well, I got panties.
I don't know if Ken wore panties. But you know what? New age Ken.
Whatever
probably.
He has.
He probably does.
Yeah.
Did you have Barbies as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
I had mannequins, though.
Whoa, a big Barbie.
Well, my parents owned a clothing store.
The store, that's so creepy. Did you talk to them?
No, but you know, I remember I got in trouble. Well, because my dad goes, how come? Because it's... So... There was these broken mannequins, right, in the storage room upstairs in one of my dad's stores. Mm. And I remember, like, we were there all day, my brother and I. And then one day, my dad just goes, why upstairs, mannequin, huh? Why hole? And my brother and I, what are you talking about, right? The hole. The hole I should sell. You know what I mean? Big hole.
Not a big hole.
No, yeah, yo, but I think what happened was we tried to do it, but it's like the kind of... material it was, we did it too hard.
Yeah.
It shattered.
It's plastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My brother and I were just like, what? Pop, pop, pop. Like when we're working on a railroad, just tap, tap, right? And it shattered. Like, get the next one. You know what I mean? Pop, pop. But I think we tried.
Yeah, yeah. I know you did.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a good kid.
I'm a good kid. I know I am.
You are a good
kid. I'm a good
kid.
I'm one of the best.
You're probably the best kid.
But when I was, you know, the baby, did I tell you what happened to when I was a baby, though?
Mm-mm.
My parents owned a wig store. Downtown San Diego.
Yeah.
And there's a crib. They put my crib in the mannequin. Because in wig stores, they don't have the body. It's just mannequin heads.
Yeah.
But all the broken ones, right? They put like 100 of them on these shelves in this room. But my carriage was in the middle of this fucking room.
That's why you turned out.
So as a baby, I would look up and there was like 100... Like, it was like some sort of, you know, Star Wars Senate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Watching over me. I don't know what was I thinking as a baby.
What were you thinking? That these are all my protectors? That's why you have a God complex. You assume that your parents left you with hundreds of people to watch over you.
Whoa.
Oh,
special little boy.
I'm special.
Oh, my.
I think it fucked me up, Dad.
Really?
Yeah, because they had no bodies.
Oh, you have a disconnect to the... Oh, right.
You know what I mean? There's just a floating heads above me.
Do you think you see people as floating heads? Like when you see Liz, you just see a floating head and not a body?
Yeah.
Wow.
That explains a lot.
That does.
Yeah.
Disconnect from the person.
But yeah, what a horrifying way to, you know.
To grow up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frightening.
The first year.
But maybe you got comfortable in front of audiences. It's kind of like a lot of people
that could have
watching
been it.
You.
You know, really, be honest with you, I was never afraid of audiences.
Yeah, because people were always looking at you.
Whoa.
Wow.
You see the guy? There's a guy. Show him the guy that turned into a dog. Do you
know
this guy?
I saw that. It's so weird.
You don't know about this?
I'd love to see... Asian dog.
This man spent $14,000 to turn himself into a border collie. He goes by Toko. Isn't that your nickname for you? Don't what? You call yourself Toko sometimes?
No, my penis is Toki.
Toki, yeah. Pretty close.
Dog dick.
Toki the dum-dum.
Wait, if you go to the... I don't know if you really want to see it, but if you search for it on Instagram, you'll see the video of him walking.
There it is.
Okay, here we go.
Look at him roll over.
Whoa! Carlos.
And they had to put Asian music behind it. There he's getting pet.
That's so weird, dude.
Do you know what's amazing?
What? I want one.
You want a Japanese guy dressed as a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we buy one?
We got to get one of these.
By the way, how funny is this? Imagine this wasn't this guy on his own admission. This white girl was like, the only way I'll be with you is if you turn into a dog.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want it.
And she's cute, too, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
This is weird, but it's not sexualized. There's no fetish part of it.
Mm.
He just wants to be a dog.
So cute.
That's so crazy.
Somebody likes eating shit.
That is so crazy.
He waves. That's not real.
That's not a dog. Yeah. But for real, that's not real.
Like,
yeah.
There's a human being in a costume.
Oh, no, that's him for life. That's him.
He never gets out of that?
Can't. It's permanent.
That's not true. You said he goes to work.
Huh?
You said he goes to work without the...
As a dog.
He shows up with a suit? Or
he
just...
works at PetSmart. Yeah, he just...
Oh, yeah. PetSmart.
Yeah.
Walks around, right.
Oh, by the way, a dog in a suit, so cute.
Yeah.
And he meets other dogs.
So you mean, what if I had to transform into... Am I a human version of an animal? Or do I
It's like this. You have to transform into something else.
I know. My point is that if I say cricket, will I go this small?
You'd have to.
Okay.
Duh.
Okay.
Duh.
You still have my mind?
Yeah, the laws of the universe exist. This guy still is this
guy. Whoever that guy is.
Yeah.
Right. So if I ever, I think I would probably, and this is
Let me say it on the count of three. Let's say it. One, two, three. Sea otter. Oh, sea otter for sure for me, for you.
Really?
You look like a sea otter already.
I was going to say dragon. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Stop.
Well, mine was real.
Why dragon?
Dragon's not even real. There is no
Why
real
dragon?
Dragons.
Because sometimes, like, when you're mad, you'll be like, you just woke the dragon.
Tell me that's not you. That's 100% you.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, that's right.
Look at you floating on your back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you.
That's true.
You're a sea otter. Yeah. Let's get you a sea otter costume. Pete, spend $15,000 on a sea otter costume for Bobby, please, immediately.
You got it.
I would be an orangutan. I'm closer to monkey than you.
I don't know orangutan for you, man.
They're vulnerable. They're annoying. Look at that's 100% me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true, you.
I mean, I can.
But we can never see each other.
Why?
That's what's sad about it.
You think orangutans and sea otters can't be homies?
Yeah, I'm in a fucking lake.
I'll come.
You're in a jungle.
I'll come. You think there's no lakes and jungles? That's insane. There's rivers and jungles. Amazon River goes through the jungle.
Okay.
Just float down the river, dog, and come say hi.
What about this then?
Yeah.
You move to the forest.
Oh, I have to move.
Yeah, because I'm not moving to the jungle.
Oh, some random river.
It's
so funny. There's crocodiles.
Just like
this show, I have to move to fit your needs.
Oh, that's not fucking bullshit. The thing is that you don't have as many predators as I do.
True.
I'm protecting you. Nothing's going to hurt
you. That fat fuck orangutan is going to protect me?
When they know, look at me. That's me protecting you right there. That's you and all. That's you and your buddies. that's you and everyone that lives in your house at any given time.
Okay, that's right. That's true.
I mean, honestly.
I'll go to the fucking jungle.
Thank you.
I'll go to the jungle. What would
Jesse
do? Can I ask you something first?
Yeah.
If I was a clam, would you eat me or would you be my friend?
Oh, if you were a clam.
Like, if you're a clam?
Yeah. And you found me and you were like about to eat me. But I was like, whoa, Bobby, it's me. I'm a clam now.
I wouldn't eat you. I would eat everything around you, though. Your family, everything.
I gotta tell you, in the middle of the night, as an orangutan, I would eat her.
Oh, you would lose.
Yeah, look, there's you right there talking to her.
Oh, right.
I just would eat. I would just.
Yeah.
I feel like I would eat her on accident.
Yeah. That's me complaining. Like, you couldn't fucking pick something with legs? Yeah. I had to carry you around every fucking where?
That's
me.
It's kind of true now.
Can I tell you? Can we make an animated version of us where you play a sea otter, she's the clam, and I'm the orangutan that we all live in harmony?
Yeah.
I would love that.
That's amazing.
And then you're like, why can't you carry her? Look at how big you are.
I know.
And I'm like, I've got too much fur, man. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Plus, I've been throwing poop all day. My hands are filthy.
Yeah.
They just throw poop. You know that orangutan throw poop all the time.
And I'd be so mad at you because it's like you purposely pick something that's going to be in my area.
Yeah.
I know, but I would. I know it's very similar to real life. But
look at that. That is me.
That is totally you.
It's 100% me.
Yeah. Where?
Right there hanging from the rope.
Right there. Yeah.
That is you.
That is you, for sure.
Look at them eating and smoking. That's me. I like all this.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, yeah, God. What is Carlos?
A bald eagle.
Yeah, bald eagle.
Yeah, he's a bald eagle.
No, they're symbolic for freedom.
Just type in really bald eagle. Yeah. Is there an actually bald eagle?
Yeah,
has there ever been a bald eagle?
Oh, right, yeah, to the right.
There he is.
There you are, Carlos. You're right. Really bald eagle. There you are, bud.
Dude, that's 100% Carlos.
Yeah.
That is so fucking funny.
That's so funny.
That's actually Carlos.
Yeah.
A really bald eagle.
Straight from a glory hole. But he stuck his head in.
Yeah. Look at his beak. Yeah.
Yeah. He got ripped in that whole
By the way, in this animated series, he is called a really bald eagle. The really bald eagle.
Morgan and Morgan. Let me tell you something, bud. Like, if you're ever in a car accident or something happens on the road or something like that, right? If you don't call Morgan and Morgan, you're going to get gypped, okay? Submitting an injury claim with Morgan and Morgan is so easy.
It's so simple.
It's just like using an app, then hiring a lawyer.
Here's the thing. I got into a car accident a couple years ago
in our neighborhood.
Who did I turn to? I had no idea where to go. Who had insurance? How do I get my money? When do I get my money? Ow, my neck hurts. Who am I going to call?
You got to call Morgan & Morgan, dude.
I call Morgan & Morgan.
And what is it? Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm.
The biggest.
They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers, dog.
That's so many.
With over $15 billion recovered for clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation.
If you're ever injured, You can check out Morgan & Morgan. Submitting an injury claim, like Bob said, through Morgan & Morgan is so simple and easy, okay? You can do it very quickly.
What do you do? If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial #law#529 from your cell phone.
That's for the people, forthepeople.com/badfriends or #law#529 from your cell. There's a paid advertisement.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/MBO. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you feel normal post getting sick? Do you feel like everything else is lined up fine?
Well, last night I had some difficulties at the Comedy Store.
Why did you went up last night?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I felt like I canceled too much.
You were sick with COVID.
No, I wasn't.
No?
7 days ago I got it.
Oh, okay.
And also I never tested.
Yeah, I know. This
I
is the funny
assumption.
He literally called me and I go, hey, did you test negative yet? And he goes, I didn't even test the first time.
Right, so what? Who knows?
Yeah, I was like, well, how the fuck did you think you had it?
Well, I was sick.
You could have just said I was sick instead of saying I had COVID.
It's more dramatic with COVID.
It sure is with you, yeah. Yeah, you're such a drama queen.
Yeah, I'm drama.
What happened last night at the Comedy Store?
I just kind of lost my way on stage mentally.
In the middle of your jokes.
Yeah, and then I remember like, you know, sometimes you know how you're performing and in your head you're like, you just make this realization like, oh, I'm not connecting with them at all.
The audience wasn't good then, maybe. Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't, but in my head I was like, I did something wrong, and then I started losing like how to say certain jokes and this and that.
Really?
And I kind of lost my way up there, yeah, a little bit.
And you felt like you got off and it felt weird.
Yeah, and then I it was also fucking hot as fuck.
No, the AC's broken.
Oh, yeah, so I was like sweating, and then I went to Dean Del Rey and I go, I got to get out of here. And he goes, why, buddy? And I go,
come on and stay.
I go, yeah, I go, I think I lost my way up there. I'm feeling embarrassed about it. So I got, and then that fucking guy calls me.
Who, Dean?
Dean Del Rey, 30 minutes later. And I put it on speaker. I go, what's up? And he goes, the audience loved you, buddy. Say something. And the whole audience, he did it on stage.
That's funny.
The whole crowd went, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, you motherfucker, why? You know what I mean?
But showing you love.
Yeah. I need help, I think. I think I've lost my way because I am having memory loss.
Well, maybe.
What else don't you remember?
Could I ask you some questions then?
Please.
Am I still dating Kalila?
Look at me in the face right now.
Yeah.
Kalila died a couple years ago, buddy. I hate to do this, and I hate to say this on this show because it's fucked up. We've already gone through this, but Kalila was, it was an accident. She was riding a massive wave.
Okay.
What? She was riding a massive wave.
I thought he's a dick.
I did not at all.
It's sad but funny because you make that joke every time we do this.
Yeah, every time we've done this.
Well, we've talked about this before?
Yeah.
Every time we tell you about this, it's like you make the same
dick joke.
Yeah.
And I should have changed it to she was riding a wave. I should just say wave.
Yeah, don't say riding.
It is kind of funny.
Well, then when you're...
If I forget again, just don't say riding. Yeah, yeah.
She was surfing.
A dick.
A wave.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what happened is she didn't see that there was like a double break. There was two barrels and two barrels intersected and there was someone else swimming underneath and she tried to get out of the way as fast as she could and
she
slipped and he fucked her to death in the ocean. He fucked her to death.
I told you there was a dick.
Well, there was, but you can't fuck her that fast.
I knew there was a dick involved.
He fucked the shit out of her as they were barrel rolling and killed her because she couldn't get up for air. He was fucking her while they were swirling in the barrel.
Okay.
He lived, by the way.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, she's gone.
What else is going on? Is my brother okay?
He's really famous right now.
He's the most famous he's ever been. It's insane. Yeah, he's selling out fucking arenas right now.
Really good. Yeah.
My brother Steve.
Steve is selling out arenas.
And because of y'all, your memory fog, he actually like replaced him in the, and just like that, he's in the new. But he took over for you. It's good.
He's killing us. Yeah,
he's playing the same part?
Yeah, same part.
Same name, he's same everything.
Wow. Yeah. And people, they don't care?
He's up for 2 Emmys this year.
Yeah, he's killing it.
He's actually
really proud.
Really ripping.
So happy for him.
Yeah.
So happy for him.
Well, he went over his speech with Jesse. He gave her his speech because they do kind of tell you if you're going to win. He said he was going to win an Emmy.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's going to thank you first.
Oh, cool.
But he's...
Anyway, I got to go to the hospital now.
Oh, so you remember you have brain fog.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That's convenient.
Okay, let's that's fun and games. That was a nice 10-minute bit.
This
right?
is the best version of 50 First Dates I've ever
let
seen.
Let me ask you something, guy, yeah. Right? Did that... What was the original thing?
Oh, no. Still doesn't remember.
I don't fucking even remember. I'm so fucking livid.
Hey, what is some of the weird thing? Did you order weird shit while you were sick? Did you eat a bunch of fucking crazy shit? Did you order stuff all day to the house?
Well, I do. Just my normal food runs.
You didn't get anything like obscure because you were sick to make you feel good?
I mean, I went to, I could look at my, I'll show you where I went.
I want
to
hear your ordering history. Because not knowing that you like to eat out, not being able to leave the house once. What are you looking for, kiddo? God damn, it's hitting him hard.
He lost it.
This memory thing is really striking him to a different degree. The memory fog is scaring me.
What am I looking for?
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, what was I looking for?
Your car keys. You were just looking for your car keys.
I don't know where they are.
Because the show is done. You're going to go home.
We said thank you for being a bad friend.
Pete just said it.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sweating, dude. What the fuck is going on?
That was a funny episode, though.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It's really good.
What the fuck is going on right now, dude?
2 hours is longer than we usually do.
My God, yeah.
By the way, best, actually, most boring M. Night Shyamalan twist ever.
Right there. Yeah, that would have been crazy.
It was.
Yeah, but anyway, what did I order?
Yeah, what'd you order?
Let's go back to what I order.
What'd you get?
I went to Cohen.
Mm.
Genghis Cohen.
Love Genghis. I thought they closed.
No.
Still open, huh? Yeah.
Are they?
Oh, no.
No!
Dude.
Where did I go, dude?
This is
holy
good.
Fuck. Are they?
Do you imagine if we go down to Genghis Cohen and it's a ghost town down there?
Damn.
Whoa, there's like it's completely empty.
Yeah, I would love it so much.
I would have lost my mind.
Yeah.
I remember ordering it on my app.
Have you ever had that when you thought something was a thing and then it's not a thing and you can't believe it's not like
Bernstein Bears.
Oh yeah, that's what you call it. That's Mandela effect.
Yeah. Oh, is that
Mandela effect? Yeah,
when you
yeah.
think it's one thing but it's the other. I'm talking about when you think a thing was there, like you were just there the other day and it's gone.
Whoa, yeah.
That happened to me when I went back to the old neighborhood in West Hollywood. I was literally just there. I remember driving by, going to the store. And then I drove by again, and the restaurant that was there, gone. And I was like, that can happen overnight. But it felt like it was packed the night before. It was the weirdest feeling on earth. The chairs were gone. The thing was down.
Yeah.
The sign was up, closed.
I still think Greenblatt's is open sometimes.
That fucks me up. I know. Well, I miss it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I think, I'm going to go to Greenblatt. Is it open? And then I go, I don't think it is.
I don't know how long it's been closed.
A while.
This city, everything fucking opens and closes right away. Speaking of which, I want to open up a restaurant. I'm ready. If you want to invest, can I pitch it to you?
Let's go.
Gyoza. Mm. Everybody loves gyoza.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, check this out.
Well, can I do it with you or no?
Yeah, but can I give you my pitch?
But you're pitching me to be a business partner?
Mm-hmm.
So I get to add my own?
Of course.
Go ahead.
Gyoza, right?
Like it.
You get in line. As you're in line, you pick from 3 menus. 1, the kind of meat or meatless. 2, the flavoring. And 3, the sauce. Get ready.
Uh-huh.
I went to a place in Japan that did this. You pick the meat or meatless, right? They had 5 kinds of meat. It was like chicken, pork, beef, dog, carne, pig,
uh-huh.
something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the second one was flavorings, which was like physical spices or physical, like, you know, it'd be like
peanut sauce or...
No, that sauce is his third. Second one was a dustings. It was like dustings, right?
What's a dusting?
You know, like a curry powder, powders.
Like a powder.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, and the third one is sauces like that. It would be like fish sauce or eel sauce or soy sauce or whatever. And so what you do is they give you the fucking gyoza that you want.
Can I ask you another question though?
Listen.
Okay.
They give you the gyoza that you want. they put the flavoring in a bag. It's like powder. And then you shake it up. And then you get the sauce on the side and you dip it in. You take it out of the bag that's shaken up. So you create it right there. You go, I want this, this, that.
Whoa.
And I did it in Japan and I was like, how come we don't do that here?
Yeah.
And it's always to go. We don't have to worry about overhead.
Yeah.
There doesn't have to worry about anybody sitting down and eating. It's to go. Everything is to go.
To cut costs though, since I'm your business partner.
Love this.
Get rid of the bags.
How are they flavoring it? We do it for them?
No.
Oh, we just give it to them in their hand.
Yes.
Okay.
And you could shake it like this.
I feel like it's not saving enough money, but I like it.
What do you mean? How much is a fucking bag?
One 15th of a penny, of a cent, each bag.
So we save $3 a day.
This guy's smart. I should never question you again.
Right? So, but you have to wait in like this.
So you just go like this.
Right.
And they put it in your hands.
Yes.
And then you roll it around and just eat it.
Right.
And do we pour the sauce in your mouth? We don't even let them have sauce to go.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Dude, you're so good, dude.
I like this.
Right. So you go in, you put your hands out like this.
Yeah.
Right. And they go pork, dog, or chicken. What was it?
Pork.
Yeah.
And the pork curry, pork yellow curry with fish sauce.
But you said there was dog option earlier.
It's always there.
All right. So, it's like when you go to In-N-Out and you get
that's
animal style.
Secret menu.
All right. Secret menu.
It's actually called animal style.
Right. Animal style. Oh, yeah. Animal
style.
We
took that from them.
That's funny.
Yeah. Gyoza.
So I go animal style. They just stick it in there. Then the powder.
Yeah.
In your hand, right?
Yeah, what do you want? Like, do you want like a green curry or red curry? Do you want cinnamon?
Yeah.
Do you want nutmeg? Do you want...
Nutmeg.
Okay.
They throw it in there, right?
Got it.
And then the guy behind the fucking counter goes, close your hand.
Close your hand.
You close like this.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know what I mean?
Shake.
Shake, right?
Right.
Open your mouth. Then we have a guy...
squirt
your mouth,
sauce.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you eat it.
Perfect.
Perfect, dude.
Do we have to have a sink for them to wash their hands?
No.
Just a bucket. No. What about a bucket of rainwater they can just dunk their hands in and walk out? Just a bucket.
No, something better. Mm. Here's like another catch, all right?
Mm-hmm.
At the door, there's a hand.
Just a guy's hand.
No. No. You know how sometimes in baseball games or football games, they have that gigantic hand?
Oh, right. The high five hand.
High five hand. Yeah. We have one like...
A foam hand.
A foam hand, and you high five.
And that wipes it clean.
Cleans your hands.
I like this.
Two hands. You go, hype. You know what I mean?
High pipe.
High five, right? And you leave.
By the way, can the restaurant be called High Five? High Pipe.
High Pipe.
Like
what do you guys
it.
Think? We lose. No napkins.
No napkins.
Right? No plastic bags.
Nothing.
Wasteful.
We're saving. Wasteful.
Yeah. Right. We're saving the environment. So
that's
why
exactly
why
we're doing.
It's a really
high
good
vibe.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah.
We should open up a restaurant.
You really do?
I 100% would do this.
Can I say something about David Dobrik?
Yeah. The pizza place.
I finally went there. What do you mean?
Is it good?
I went there too.
Is it good?
Let me see here your opinion first.
Okay, I thought it was good, except it's way too much Parmesan.
Oh man, I love Parmesan.
The crust is like Parmesan crisp.
I really like Parmesan. That's a tough sell.
Here, it was too much dough, not enough the red sauce.
Well, it's called Dobrik's pizza. I mean, the whole thing.
I know. I just
chunk.
It was. I mean, it's huge.
Like a cake, really.
The bread.
Let's do Bad Friends Pizza then.
You think so?
We could
go open it next to his.
Oh, whoa, so fun. Yeah.
How fun would that
just take over Saddle Ranch?
Have a fucking war, dude.
Keep the bowl though.
Yeah.
Actually, the bowl is how you shake up our gyoza. I think gyoza is perfect because it represents you and me.
So we do use a high vibe there.
High vibe.
We do a high vibe next to Dobrik.
100%. I'm so down to do this.
Okay.
Do it where the old cigarette store used to be.
Yeah. Okay.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Today's specials are brought to you by Fancy Feast. From impeccable pâtés to silky broths to chef-inspired creations, a memorable mealtime experience is always on the menu for your CAD. Learn more at fancyfeast.com.
Dude, by the way, since we talked last time about that, I got an in-home massage again.
Okay.
And I asked her if I could get naked this time because we talked about this before.
Yes.
And I said, hey, do you hate it when clients get naked? And she goes, what? No.
Oh.
You can of course get naked. What do you mean? Of course. She goes, it's privacy. It's privacy.
We're, yeah, yeah.
She goes, no. That's not unusual. And I said, oh my.
Was she attractive?
You know, I think about her in a professional sense, not in that sense.
Oh! Whoa!
No, no, she's, but.
9 or 10.
No jokes, no, all jokes aside. She is I mean, in the sense of like, I'm not attracted to her, but she's an attractive woman.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
That's what I heard.
But I get, I mean, I'm very much not attracted to her. I don't want to be, I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah, but here's
I'm not
thing.
Attracted to her. She's,
but can I know you though. I know you.
Well, I
do I not know you?
Yeah, sure.
Right? You know me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you something.
Because the theory is flawed. I get naked for anybody who massages me.
But just hear me.
It doesn't mean like I pick who I get naked for a massage. I like it.
Yeah,
I feel comfortable.
This particular one though, isn't offended. Because she's not attractive.
Honestly, I get naked for every massage. I don't discriminate. I don't care. It's they say dress to your comfort level. My comfort level is
what
naked.
What about like a foot massage?
Mm. I still get naked.
That's crazy.
Well, it's a massage.
Okay, so if
I get a manicure, when I get a mani-pedi, I sit in that chair butt naked with my dick out and my balls out. Can you imagine? So if I just get a, I go for a mani-pedi and I'm just sitting there with my cock out. One girl on my hand, one girl rubbing my feet, and she's saying to the other girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Why his dick so small?
Yeah.
Why
so if
so
I was
small?
A massager,
yeah.
Masseuse.
A masseuse.
Gay guy.
Why do you? Why? Why?
That's who I am.
Oh, you would.
I am. Yes, right. I'm like, hi.
Hey.
Get naked.
You got it.
And you wouldn't have a problem.
Why would I care? You're a professional masseuse. It's your job to be professional. I assume you're going to stay professional in this professional place that we're in.
Okay, so you're on the chair.
Yeah.
Your face is in the donut hole.
You start eating my ass.
Yeah. What would you do?
I'm not snitching.
You literally wouldn't say anything.
Of course I would say something.
What would you say?
Down to the left.
He'd say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You wouldn't go.
I'd go, is it taint? Is it taint? Is taint an add-on or is that included?
So you wouldn't be offended. So if anyone touched you in a sexual way, you wouldn't say anything.
Well, no, I would say something.
But you wouldn't press charges.
I don't think I would press charges.
Either. Why? I wouldn't press charges either.
Well, unless it was like, look, if it was an accident, but if she started like, if a masseuse like grabbed my dick.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I wouldn't press charges, but I'd be like, hey, come on. I don't want that.
But you would still continue with the massage.
Well, yeah. I want my back done. My back hurts.
I know.
My fucking back hurts.
But I mean, okay. So if you got a massage and someone grabbed your genitals.
Yeah.
Right?
Make up a word.
Huh?
You stumbled. You were like, grabbed your.
Langola.
Your langola.
Okay, yeah.
So somebody grab your langola.
Somebody grab your langola. Okay?
Langola.
Right? And
it is long.
And you go, stop. Would you finish the massage or would you press charge? What would you do? Be real.
If it's a guy, it's obviously sexual assault. If it's a girl.
It's a girl, I'm getting off.
See?
Really?
See? Oh, yeah. She's going to get off.
And then I'll get the rest of the massage.
Mm-hmm.
But even me as a guy, even if it was a guy or a girl and they touched my genitals, I wouldn't press charges and I probably would finish the massage.
If a guy grabbed your dick aggressively, you'd want it to stop.
Let me think. like this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm like...
Yeah, there you are.
Right?
You're resting.
Am I on my back?
Of course. No, you're on your stomach and he's grabbing your dick.
So on my side. And threw up like a tail?
No, your cock is sideways. Yeah, you're laying on it and he's pulling it from the side.
All right, so, so I'm laying down like this, right? Okay, so I'm laying down like this, right?
Yeah. Reaches like under.
Right. Well, where's his hands at? Whoa! Right? I would be like, sir, please don't let go. Please don't let go. He's like, yeah, is my tip going to be good? It's going to be a great tip. Gently put it down. There you go. Thank you. Because he went, pop! Then I would
press that would hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Now hit those shoulders, baby.
Yeah, so what I would do is I would be like, don't stretch my dick again.
Right.
Right? That hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've
never gone to one of those massage parlors. I have no interest in them.
No, I've never either. I've never been to a happy ending.
Carlos has
I know
done
Carlos has.
3,000 times.
3,000 times.
I'll tell you why I don't like it.
Why?
Well, amongst the obvious reasons. But...
Wait, remember, I've never been to a masseuse. Only the milking table and escorts.
Oh, yeah. That, oh, yeah. I guess, okay, that's, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, he's fucking.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to.
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, thanks for the clarification.
I just want to let you know.
You're right. And we're wrong, actually. Yeah. We're wrong, and I'm sorry. I don't know. I've never been grazed. I've never been touched inappropriately. I've gotten semi-hard once, and I was a little embarrassed.
By who?
I was getting massaged and my wiener got a little hard because I was fading in and out of sleep and I kind of was having, you know what I mean?
Right. Was it male or female masseuse?
It was a guy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And he was like, oh, you got a little hard there.
He said that to
you? He said that out loud.
No.
And I said, little hard, I'm full.
Ah.
And he said, right, we call those little hearts.
Ah.
Yeah. He bullied me.
He bullied you,
and then my dick went soft right away. So he bullied me. No, I didn't get hard. It was a female masseuse actually, and I started to like get worried about it.
Oh, I see.
Like I was on my stomach. Thank God I wasn't on my back, and I was like, oh my God, why am I? I was like, don't stop.
Yeah,
cut it out. But I asked one time a friend who's a massage therapist, and she said it happens.
Yeah,
people just get hard. There's not, what can you do?
That girl from the Sam Tripoli shows. She, you know, she does massages in the back.
Yeah,
dude. She's good.
Joy Eileen.
Joy, yeah. She's really good.
My
shoulder hurt so bad before a show and she did something, but it really helped.
How hard did you get?
My shoulder?
No, did you get an erection?
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
They do say it happens though. I was embarrassed, but they do say it happens. So it made me feel like, oh, okay, this isn't like the first time.
I feel like because you guys can't control your boners, right?
I can.
Well,
the way you said that, like you're a
I would bastard. Argue you have less control now than ever.
I have complete control.
Get a boner right now.
There's no way I could.
Right now.
Okay.
Ready?
Can I play with myself?
No, please, God, no.
No.
Yeah, not on the show.
I can't do it spontaneously.
Yeah, like crying?
It's like
no,
crying
it's like crying, right? I can do it accidentally.
That's
you still get accidental boners?
At night when I'm asleep 4 a.m, sometimes I'll be like, why am I erect right now?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you won't get a boner out of nowhere.
I wasn't thinking about a woman.
You're not going to be at Jersey Mike's and get hard.
Yeah, no.
Although that is a good sandwich.
It's so funny. I just went there today.
I know you did. I can smell it on you.
Are you being real?
You smell like Jersey Mike's.
Whoa.
Yeah. Good note.
It's a very obvious smell, Jersey Mike's.
Really?
Yeah, I can smell it.
That's insane.
Did you get a Mike's way?
I didn't because my friend told me you never get Mike's way delivered. And I go, why? Because the
oil and vinegar soggies it up.
Soggies it up.
That makes perfect sense.
It depends on how long the distance is.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it once. I go, because we had an argument about it. And I go, you're fucking wrong, man. Those fucking buns and that bread is tough.
She's right, isn't she?
She was fucking right as fuck, bro.
Soaked it up.
The bottom was unedible.
Soggy boggy.
Soggy boggy. So today I got two sandwiches. No oil and vinegar.
What, just in case? You got two or you ate both?
No, I saved one for my night munchies.
Cutie pie.
I always have something in the fucking chamber.
Just in case.
Either chili or something or yogurt.
Chili?
And granola. Yeah.
Chili and yogurt.
And at the same time, oatmeal sometimes.
That's a healthy snack.
Steel cut.
I'd like to see that more at night.
Yeah, so sometimes I'll either do chili, steel cut oatmeal, or every once in a while, a pot pie.
Bad boy.
Admit it.
Let's guess what Liz's late night snack is. What do you think? What do you think she wakes up in the middle of the night and eats?
I know.
Chocolate covered crickets.
I was not
thinking. Insects, chocolate covered insects. Look at her.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep, I was thinking like ants or something.
Oh, chocolate covered ants?
Crickets is
I was going more like tofu.
Chocolate covered tofu?
No, just tofu in general.
Who the fuck is eating anything non-sweet in the middle of the night? I'm eating sweets when I'm waking up in the middle of the night.
Really?
I want sweets. I don't want like a fucking meal.
I do. I want like a French dip.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Now Yeah. No.
Yeah, you keep on that train, dude. You're going to fucking...
I know.
But I haven't had breakfast in years.
Well, because you miss it. You've slept through it. You can't wake up at 2.
I miss breakfast.
You miss breakfast. And that's that's double layered. You miss it because you miss it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. I miss it because I miss it. Yeah.
I never miss breakfast. I love breakfast. It's my favorite meal.
Yeah.
You could get... I haven't eaten lunch. Don't care.
Yeah, just like the baked bean thing that you told me about. Ooh. Oh, my God.
Love
so
it so
good.
Much so on good. Eggs and
You
stuff.
Never cook yourself?
You never cook yourself?
See, she has an Asian accent.
Oh, it is in Arizona.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
So, you heard the question.
Yeah, I can't...
You can cook.
I feel like you would love cooking. You love food so much.
Yeah, I don't like cleaning though.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's why I have three juicers, but I haven't used any of them in years.
Hey,
because
you got four juices. Anyway,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. But cleaning those things is a nightmare.
Just throw them out.
Get a new one. You
I just keep throwing them out. Buy one, throw it out. Buy one, throw it out.
Yeah, yeah. But have you ever tried to clean one of those? Yeah. It's like just the carrot carcass.
I have our blender. I don't even like the fuck. I have one of those. What are they?
The Nutribullet.
No. The one that like cuts through fucking like humans.
I thought that was the Nutribullet.
Will It Blend? You know that show, Will It Blend?
Oh yeah.
What's Will It Blend? What are those called? What's the name of the blender? We have that blender.
Blend Tech.
We have one of those. It's like crazy strong. You could fucking... Have you ever seen this guy?
Whoa, dude.
He looks awesome.
This guy's funny. He's like, iPad, Will It Blend? He'll like throw a fucking iPad in there. Watch this.
Oh, so he has the best blender.
Pretty good blender. Look at that.
Do you have that blender?
Yeah. Turns it into dust.
That was one tough pad.
How do I know that that's McCone's uncle? Great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do I know that that's McCone's?
I gotta get one of those.
Blend Tech, dude. You can blend anything.
Yeah.
But the secret, you got to rinse it immediately.
You do have to rinse it out right away. I just put it right in the sink with hot, soapy water.
I'm going to buy one today.
Buy one today.
Because I want to blend. I got Kava. No, not Kavaka.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know. I'm going to try to get there.
Let's try.
Yeah.
Kava?
Not Kava. It's the new. Let me see if I'm going to get there.
He has no idea.
It's a powder.
Yes.
Yeah, what's it got?
It's like the Polynesians or the Islanders drink it. It's like their alcohol. It's powder.
No, that's not that. That's not what I'm talking about. What's the brand called?
I was like, did we find out you're not sober anymore?
No. That's not it. It's not a Polynesian.
It's called vodka.
No. It's called, anyway, it's like a meal powdered pack.
It's like a meal in one.
Right, but I've been trying to like, because I want to lose weight, so I've been using like just tap water and the powder, and it just clumps into these balls. It tastes terrible.
Just gotta eat those balls, baby.
So, but let me ask you something. If I get a blender,
it'll break it up.
Yeah, but what do I put in it? So I put powder. How about some ice?
Ice. Maybe a little vanilla flavoring or peanut butter, maybe.
Or frozen blueberries.
Blueberries, banana.
I can put bananas in it. Peanut butter, ice. What else is good? Vanilla ice cream?
Maybe a splash of some kind of dairy product like milk or oat milk or coconut.
Okay. So you think that'll work?
I mean, it'll help smooth it out for sure.
Yeah.
That's how you make a smoothie, bud. Are we teaching you how to make a smoothie?
Yeah, that's right what now? I'm going to make.
Yeah. That's literally what the ingredients are.
Okay. All right. I didn't know.
You're going to be our smoothie king. Or just go to Smoothie King.
You can get it there. That's better.
I know. This is the point.
If you got the money, there's places out here that make them so good.
There's so many good smoothie joints.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. The reason I brought up Austin is I'm excited. I'm going to play Joe's Club for the first time.
That's great.
I am excited to go down there and see the club.
Yeah, they asked me. I said, I'll do it next year.
Why'd you say you want to take a year? Not ready?
Yeah, I want to do it next year. We've been on the road a lot.
We're going to go back in the fall.
I know. It's going to be exciting.
And then.
What? Vegas, maybe.
Vegas, maybe. And on top of that.
Atlantic City?
We got offered to go do Europe.
No.
Yeah, we did. London.
Yeah, I got hit up with Australia, but should we do that too or no?
I think we should do everything. And then she's nodding like she's going to get to go. We're going to have to decide if you're going to.
You know.
What you did to him earlier is going to.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I'm being real.
I told you it affected me and you said it didn't affect you.
That's true.
But it did.
It affected me.
Yeah, it affected us.
I know.
It affected us.
I know. Things were going so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who do we bring? You know, Allie Mack.
Allie Makovsky.
Yeah, we should bring Allie Mack on the road.
She's opened for you guys before.
Yeah,
she has.
Great.
Yeah,
she'd be great. She's really funny.
She's great.
You know what she doesn't do?
Very likable.
Deceive you.
And sabotage.
That's right.
Yeah. She lives in a very clear, you know.
I almost pulled a Bobby Lee the other day, by the way.
Which is what?
I almost bought a pair of shoes like you, the way you do shoes.
Where?
A ripoff, you know, your golden goose shoes.
Yeah, where?
At Bloomie's.
Why didn't you do it?
I just couldn't pull the trigger on something so silly.
How much was it?
They're like $600.
Golden Goose?
Yeah.
But you wanted them.
There was a pair like them. It wasn't Golden Goose. I don't know the brand.
Yeah.
But I looked at them and I laughed.
Why? You should treat yourself to a pair.
That's crazy. Why?
I bought a beanbag for $900. It's coming tomorrow.
Like a love sack?
I don't know what it is. I saw it at Instagram.
You bought a $1,000 beanbag.
On Instagram.
Like
what? Do you sit in it?
I don't know what it does, but it's cute. So salmon.
So it's a salmon?
Yeah.
So an Instagram ad got you and was like,
this it gets me every time, dude. Yeah. I have all kinds of stuff.
This guy looks like a beanbag. He'll buy it.
Yeah.
You're gonna buy a beanbag.
I already did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you buying all sorts of shit from Instagram?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot.
What else?
I get a lot of clothes for sure.
They've got you then. They're really humming. Is most of your Instagram then ads? Is it a lot of ads?
It's mostly ads.
Do you have ads?
Oh, yeah.
I have like almost no ads. Once in a while, I'll get an ad.
Yeah, they have great products on Instagram. And they cater to you.
I know.
Yeah.
It just makes me uncomfortable that I'm supporting the fucking chaos.
I know, but it's like...
You let them in your house.
I know, but you have, Imogen and Willie is a great for t-shirts.
Imogen and Willie?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them. The map.
Oh, this one. This is Imogen and Willie.
It is. It's got to be on there.
It is on there. But my point is that, so I'll buy this.
They got you. And the more we talk about it, the more I'm going to get an ad for it on my phone now, too.
I want you.
Yeah, now I'm going to get one.
So that Aviator Nation and probably Made Worn are the t-shirts.
So those are the ads that pop up and you buy them.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then furniture now.
And beanbag. Start with beanbag. You'll be doing beds and shit in no time. Is Willie Nelson still alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is?
He just had his birthday party at the Hollywood Bowl.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't we go?
He's 90.
He's 90 years old.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Would you smoke? I would let you crack your sobriety if we got invited to hang out with Willie Nelson. I'd let you smoke a joint with him. But I'd have to take you home with me afterwards and stay with you.
I would do shrooms with him too.
No.
Yeah, let's do the whole thing.
He's like, I would do coke with him.
Yeah.
Let's do coke, shrooms, the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. No. If you're going to give me one night with him, you got to let me do everything.
Can you imagine we go backstage with Willie Nelson? He's drinking like a LaCroix. He's like, I don't want to smoke, man.
Yeah.
He just wants his night off. Do you ever think Snoop just wants a day off when someone's like, yo, let's smoke this blunt? Do you ever think he's like, guys, I don't want to get high right now.
Yeah.
I've been doing this way too much for too long. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'd like to not get stoned.
No.
You think he's down all the time?
Yeah.
He'll die if he stops.
Right, like when the alcoholics get the shakes and stuff. Like I saw a guy last night, we went bowling the other night, and a guy got out of his car and it was like a plume of weed smoke. And then like a little girl, there was a group of people and the little girl was like, uncle, and she started running up to him. He's like, hey, baby girl. And he picked her up and he was just like, I mean, like she got stoned. She was like enshrouded in fucking weed.
Mm.
And I remember being a guy who always smoked weed going to places.
Yeah.
And I thought I don't miss that anymore because the anxiety of showing up really fucking high just does not appeal to me anymore. I don't want to show up to like an event ripped out of my head. I used to fucking love it because I could disappear.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh, I'd be thinking about too much. Also, because we're a little bit known, people are staring at you.
You're pretty healthy, though, in terms of, you're very moderate. Everything's in moderation with you.
I try.
No, I look at you, you're very healthy.
I try.
You exercise. When we're on the road, you're always like, I did a hike or.
You know why?
What?
Because I'm not as blessed as you. When it comes to, you're 52.
Yeah, 51.
You barely exercise and you're alive. If I did your lifestyle,
you would be alive too.
I'd be dead.
No, you would be alive too. Dude.
I would be fucking 500 pounds. If I lived your life, if I ate a sandwich at midnight, your little midnight snack, if I had a fucking Jersey Mike's at midnight,
yeah,
I'd be fucking 800 pounds because I would do it all the time.
Oh.
It's like there wouldn't be a night throughout the week. Like a pint of ice cream, I'd laugh at. I'd get the gallon and I'd smoke it.
Yeah, I don't do ice cream anymore. Yeah.
This is my point. I can't, once I go down that path, it's over.
Okay.
I can't even, if I buy a bag of chocolates, I'm eating the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
I'm not, why would I stop?
Peanut butter cookies is what I eat at night too.
I would wreck a bag.
Okay.
Do you eat the whole thing? Yeah, see what I mean? I'd be dead. I'd be fat and dead if I was you.
Yeah, I drink almond milk. It's great.
Drink it with almond milk?
Yeah. So good.
Does that regulate does that curb your fat, you think?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I think I'm gaining a lot of weight.
You're not.
You don't think I am?
No.
You look the same.
Thank you.
Liz, what do you think? How does he look?
I think you look great.
Thank you, Liz.
Oh, that's a fucking crock of shit.
Thank you, Liz.
Liz, stop.
I think you look great.
Be honest.
You look great too,
you're
Liz.
You're glowing today, Bob.
You're glower.
Yeah.
You're glower?
Yeah. I've been watching Cold Cases, though, and you know what bums me about the Cold Cases? Sometimes because of DNA now, they'll catch some guy that's 85. They'll show up to their house and go, you know, in 1968, you know what I mean? You left this little sperm inside this lady.
Yeah.
And now we got you. And the 85 is like, all right. I have a year left. Who gives a fuck?
He's done.
There's no satisfaction.
He's going to die on the way to the...
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck.
What would you rather them happen?
Just have it to do the DNA in the 60s. Technology.
Oh, so go back in time and get better technology?
Get better technology back in time.
That makes sense.
My point is, it's not fair, man.
It'd be fun if they just killed him on the spot.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's like the cold case Grim Reaper.
Or, oh, that's sick.
Or what if they did that? What if they did this? Here's your sperm back.
They gave it back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He sticks it back in his dick.
I just think if you committed a crime 40 years ago.
Oh, I have an idea.
Yeah.
You committed a crime 40 years ago. They find your sperm.
Yeah.
They take, you're 80 now, the guy who committed the crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take the sperm, you clone it, you get their son, and then you put their son in jail for life.
This is a Black Mirror episode.
That's a Black Mirror, but
that's such
that
a good
person,
episode.
Yeah. The son didn't do it.
He's paying for the crimes of his father. So they're saying,
would you care?
Listen, they're saying, be good in this life because you're affecting others' lives. It's metaphor for how you treat everybody in the current life. Your life now can affect others. Butterfly effect. Mm-hmm. You can place your son in jail by being a criminal.
But my point is,
I love this.
But Andrew, check this out.
But I still like mine. When they committed a crime, they show up to you and they shoot you right in the head.
Yeah, that too.
That one's fun.
I give back the sperm. That's my thing.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah. But check this out. What?
You lost this in the 60s. We found inside a vagina.
Oh, thank you.
I was looking for that.
How is she?
But yeah, those cold cases are wild, you know?
Well, it's insane that they can go that dark. I mean, dude, look at you speaking of the most notorious cold case. They just found more evidence for Tupac. Did you see all that shit?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Among the items sought by an investigator, computer laptops, articles about Tupac and his death. Evidence case is now being presented to a Las Vegas grand jury. No charges have been filed. The investigation is expected to continue for weeks to months. They found a bunch of new evidence from the Tupac case.
The who killed him?
Today, yeah.
Wow.
Home search, Tupac and Tupac murder in Vegas. Police searched a home in the Las Vegas area on Monday night in a long dormant murder case of hip-hop legend Tupac Shakur. So they found a bunch of shit that might tip them off to maybe finding some more shit out. But apparently the guy that killed Tupac's dead, right? Isn't he dead? Didn't they say that? I thought he died.
He was shot though, right?
No, they kissed him to death. And he was like, I with that gay shit. And then like a mob. It's a crazy mob.
Wow, I've heard of those.
To this day, Tupac Shakur's killer remains a mystery. Ah, suspect we never caught. I thought for some reason they said they did. Anyway, look, yeah, they've got all this new evidence for this guy. And that case is what, 30 years ago now?
Yeah. How many?
He died in 97 or 8? Yeah, 97.
Almost.
That's crazy, man.
So crazy.
Dude, honestly, if somebody killed me, how long would you search for the murderer? Honestly. Bobby. How much time would you spend?
What do you mean spend? No. I want to be clear.
Oh my fucking God.
What do you mean by spend?
You know what I fucking mean.
No, because here's, will I be thinking about it?
Thinking about it?
All the time.
I think about my dead grandmother. That's
right,
not
so
what
check
I'm talking
it out,
about.
Right? So I've been watching all these cold cases.
Yeah.
Right? And what happens is there's always somebody to keep it alive.
A warm case.
Right. To keep it a warm case. Yeah. Right. So you need somebody to call every once in a while, the police, and go, what's the new evidence? What are you guys doing?
Would you do that for me?
I'll have Melanie do it.
Your fucking assistant?
Yes.
She can't even book you a flight at the right time.
I understand that.
That woman fucks
but
up everything.
But every once in a while, I'll call Melanie and go, so what's up with that? What's his name again? Andrew, the
You'll
Andrew
forget.
Thing. No, I won't. I go, you know, the Andrew thing. She's like, yeah, I emailed him 6 months ago.
By the way, she didn't email. You know, she forgets the email. That's all a lie.
No, how long
it's
would
it's in her draft.
You know, I would go all the way, dude.
I like Melanie. I'm just kidding.
I would get, it would consume me. I mean, I would quit comedy.
To find my killer?
Oh, yeah. My whole life would be that.
Here's our other
This place right here?
Yeah.
Would be just like one of those fucking Beautiful Mind offices.
With like lines
with
connected.
With lines connecting and me trying to figure out, will you be there?
Oh, yeah. I'd quit comedy. We'd be like disgruntled.
Who do you think did it out of our crew? Because it's always someone from the inside. Isn't it though, right? Don't they find out like the number one? It's always someone from the inside.
Who did it?
Who did it? Who done it?
Doc. Doc did it. You killed you, dude.
Sorry, man, but that joke you did.
Yeah.
Can't be having that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I died. Who killed me?
Doc.
Yeah, definitely Doc.
You're actually Doc.
I am Doc. Yeah. 100%. I'm Doc for sure. Yeah.
I genuinely think mine is Bryce. And this is inside baseball, but I think Bryce would, yeah. He's quiet.
Right, Bryce for sure.
Unassuming.
Yeah.
By the way, Carlos was there smoking a cigarette, watched it happen.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? That's all he would do. Look at that. Hey, I killed Andrew Santino.
Fucking murderer.
How obviously does that guy kill me? He obviously kills me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when he talks to me, I think he's thinking about killing me when he speaks to me.
The least believable person killed me is, I think Pete would kill me. Because that's the last person people would think.
Well, it's great because, yeah, no one would think so.
Yeah. But why did you kill me, Pete?
Yeah, why, Pete?
Well, sometimes I get a little frustrated.
With what?
You know, in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe stab you 20 times and... then black out and go, oh, what happened?
He's thought about it.
No.
Yeah, he's thought about it. That's 100% he's thought about it.
Because remember The Force Awakens?
Yeah.
Right? Remember the Porgs?
Yeah.
You remember the Porgs, right? What was that other creature that Luke would milk?
Is that Pete?
That's Pete's body.
Wow. I'll tell you who it actually...
Because I've wanted to milk your tits before.
I'll tell you who would actually kill everybody in this room.
Go find the guy.
Get him milking.
What?
There he is.
There's Pete. Well,
that's Pete's body. That's why he's going to kill
me. Yeah, that's Pete's body.
That's how I sit, too.
Is that you on vacation?
Yeah. There he is.
How funny would it be to post...
I never seen this.
Yeah. That's Pete's body.
That's a wild.
How funny would it be to post that on your Instagram and just be like, "Hey, made it to Italy, just chilling on the beach."
Yeah, look at him. Look at Pete.
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. Maybe we'll go to Europe in the new year. Uh-huh. Maybe we'll go to Australia. Maybe we have a Vegas for income. We have all sorts of fun stuff that we're trying to come up with.
Yeah,
but we'll see, baby.
This'll be great.
Hey.
Yeah. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Even more than that.
What? I love you.
I am gonna miss you when I move to Austin.
You're not moving there.
Do you want to come with me when I go visit?
No.
All right.
Anyway. Thank you for being a best friend.